Part 4. Vraja Worships Govardhan Hill. Shukadeva Goswami then said, Lord Krishna, who is himself powerful time, desired to destroy the false pride of Lord Indra. When Nanda and the other senior men of Vrindavan heard Sri Krishna's statement, they accepted his words as appropriate. The cowherder community then did all that Madhusudana had suggested. They arranged for the Brahmins to recite auspicious Vedic mantras, and using the paraphernalia that had been intended for Indra's sacrifice, they presented offerings to Govardhan Hill and the Brahmins, and they did this with reverential respect. They also gave grass to the cows. Then, placing the cows, bulls, and calves in front of them, they circumambulated Govardhan Hill. As the beautifully ornamented cowherder ladies followed along, riding on wagons drawn by oxen, they sang the glories of Lord Krishna, and their songs mingled with the Brahmins' chanting of benedictions. Krishna then assumed an unprecedented huge form just to instill faith in the cowherder men. Krishna declared, I am Govardhan Hill. Krishna ate the abundant offerings together with the people of Vraja. The Lord also bowed down to this form of Govardhan Hill, thus in effect offering obeisances to himself. Then Krishna said, Just see how this hill has appeared in person and has bestowed mercy upon us. Why, this Govardhan Hill, assuming any form he wishes, will kill any resident of the forest who neglects him. Therefore, let us pay our obeisances to Govardhan Hill, just for the safety of ourselves and our cows. The members of the cowherder community, having thus been inspired by Lord Vasudeva himself to properly execute the sacrifice to Govardhan Hill, the cows and the Brahmins, they all returned along with Lord Krishna to their village, Vraja.